Oh, Emi Martinez. Aston Villa are through to a European Cup semi-final, baby. Let's go. And I'm absolutely knackered. I feel like I've had 10 rounds with Tyson, 10 rounds with Canelo, danced around Mayweather for another 12. Tyson Fury's had a couple on me. Oh, what a stressful game that was. I mean,
oh God.
You know, we've literally been through the ringer there with that, because it was just an emotional roller coaster. And Villa fans, let me know how you're feeling after that. How excited, happy. Smash a like, comment your thoughts, subscribe to the channel, get on the journey with us. Justin, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm over the moon. I mean, like you said, every emotion under the sun tonight. I don't drink. I rarely drink. I've had 3 bottles tonight just watching that. Brilliant, though. I mean, yes, it was stressful. Yes, it was you know, nerve-wracking and all these things. And, God, well, are we going to get through? Are we not? But that's what it's all about. These are the nights, what it's all about. These are the games you want to be involved in. These are the times and the ties and the moments and the goals and the controversy that make football so important to us and makes us come back to it time and time again. Sensational. I mean, not at our best. I know we're going to go into it. Not at our best tonight, but we find a way. It is cup knockout football, and all that matters is you're in the draw for the next round, and we have got the best manager in the world, in my opinion, at getting through in these competitions. Added to that, the best goalkeeper in the world. I was never in doubt that we'd win that shootout at the end. I tweeted it twice just before the end of the first half of extra time. I said, this is going to penalties, and it was the plan all along. Emi Martinez is going to win it for us. And when it went to penalties, I thought he's going to save at least 2. He's going to save at least 2. As long as we don't miss more than 1, we are going to go through. And that's it. And it's fucking brilliant.
It is brilliant. And I mean, we'll kind of go from back to front. I think back to front is better doing this match reaction, because front to back yeah. is going to be a bit shit. So let's go back and then to the front. So, you know, I was doing the watch along, and you know, the game was petering me out to penalties. And we're, you know, we were all saying it, that if it goes to penalties, we have the advantage. And there's not many times in football that you'll get to a penalty shootout and you'll have an advantage. We did. You know, he's chaotic. He's looking at the penalty spot. He's just in the ref's ear. You know, it felt like he was going to get sent off for trying to say that he wanted a ball. And he just creates havoc, and he can save penalties. He saved 2. Save the first one. That's so important, because we're in front and it puts pressure. And I said when you know, they were having theirs, that they know he's good at penalty. They know that there's fear for Emi Martinez in a penalty shootout. And it's just absolutely amazing. And like you, we've used this analogy on this podcast a lot of times recently, and for a good few years, I think now, and it's play shit and win. And for me, sometimes it's not pretty. It's not the easiest thing to watch. But that's what top teams do. Top teams just win. They don't, sometimes don't play well. You know, look at how many times this season, say, Liverpool have played Real Madrid last night. Real Madrid didn't deserve to go through, but they won. They've got that belief and desire, and they've got that bit of pedigree about them to find a way. And that finding a way is something that's going to help build this squad up at the same time. You know, going through tough moments, difficult times, sticking together, finding a way. You know, I'll go back to, you know, towards the end of that game. You know, we're 2-0 down. We looked like we were out of it. We looked like we weren't stringing passes together. We had no control. It looked very difficult. But we just find a way, and Cash pops up with that goal, and it just gives us that little bit of belief and that never say die attitude. And we've said as well on this pod that there'll be times this season where there's moments, There are certain moments all across the season that good teams have to have. Good teams have moments. We've had those moments of going unbeaten at home and then beating Arsenal, beating City, when people were asking questions about us. We then had more questions asked about us when we were going through a little bit of a poor patch. And we've had more questions asked today, like, can we find a way? And we were able to get it to extra time. We were able to have that mental belief that when it got to penalties that we got there. And it's just massive, and it just adds to all these different things of going away, beating Arsenal, going away to Lille, coming away with a victory, getting into a semi-final. And these are all the things that we're going to need now that going into the back end of a season. So I'm absolutely over the moon. I'm buzzing. And one more thing that I'm going to say is that about Martinez is that, you know, we know that he's the world's best goalkeeper. And I know people talk about Tranmere and Bosnić, but this was one of his big, big moments, Martinez, now to really sort of turn the screw on. Is he one of the best goalkeepers that we've ever had? And I think he's sort of put me into that bracket of saying that he's the best goalkeeper that I have ever seen in a Villa shirt. So I'm going to shut up for a bit and let Justin do some talking. So, talk to me.
Suppose you've still got a voice.
And the game as a whole, you know, if you want to summarise it, go ahead.
I mean, one thing I'll note is that the first sort of 20 minutes when they were booing him, we knew he was going to get a really, really heavy reception over there because they really don't like him. And I just kept, every time the camera panned him, he was sucking it in. He was taking it all in. It was like a superpower. He was just like thinking, bring it on, keep booing me. It just makes me even more determined to shit out you all. And at the end, he just turned around and he's laughing at them. I mean, he's going to need an armoured truck to get out of Lille tonight. They're going to have to literally airlift him out to get him anywhere at home, because if they hated him before, they're going to hate him even more after. But I don't care. There isn't probably a football fan on this planet that isn't a Villa fan that doesn't like him. They hate him. But I don't care. He's ours, and he's absolutely brilliant. And that is what he's best at in those moments. The World Cup was the making of Emi Martinez. He shot him to worldwide fame. Him and Messi won the World Cup for Argentina. And when he came home, I just kept thinking, at some point, we're going to get in a penalty shootout and it's going to be high pressure. And I'm looking at that goalkeeper, I'm thinking, it's not in any doubt. We've got the best keeper in the world. And to have that confidence going into it, and as I say, it's not something I'm saying now. I tweeted it twice, half-time at extra time and right at the end. It's not in any doubt. He's a sensational goalkeeper. But the game as a whole, I was very disappointed with Villa, you know, just taking it as a performance-related opinion. We were poor. We were very poor. I think tactically we were too not negative. We sat back a little bit too much. We literally, we just allowed them too much time. I thought Bentaleb was the best player on the pitch. I thought he'd run the show for them. I wanted somebody to push on him and stop him dictating play. We couldn't get the midfield in the game. Probably one of McGinn's poorest games for a long time for Villa. Couldn't get Ollie Watkins the ball. Diaby was flattering to deceive down that right-hand side. Such a shame for Zaniolo, because he's been so good recently that he had to come off. Rodgers comes on again. Couldn't get a foothold in the game. Didn't see him driving with the ball. And at 2-0, I was thinking, oh, you know. But what I kept thinking was, and I've always had this thought in my head, that every 90 minutes, no matter how bad your team is doing, you always get a chance. Just even if it's just one chance. And it's at those moments when you have that one chance that then nails it, whether it's your night. Now, that was the only way we were going to score tonight, a mistake. And he's dropped the ball and it's dropped to Cash. It's took a small deflection. It's gone in. And at that point, I thought, this is our night tonight. I came in to talk to my wife after when he went to extra time, and I said, those are the moments that make me believe that we've been dreadful, but it's our night tonight. We are going through here because it's just written in the stars. And like I said, cup competitions are totally different to league games. You know, and it's about getting through. And I am beyond happy. I am beyond ecstatic. You know, I'm feeling quite emotional tonight. I know a lot of people know I lost my father-in-law recently, and I told him before he passed that we're going to win something this season. And I'm convinced we're going to win this trophy for him, honestly. I can't wait for the semi-final. First time since 82 we've got to a Europe, and only the second time in our history we've got to a European semi-final. And we're not going to – we're going to go all the way, Luke. I'm telling you now, we're going to win this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I think we are. I've said it on the watch-along. I think I've said it a few times that – whoever won this game, I think will go all the way and win it, because this was the big game.
Two best teams.
The most difficult game. Yep. You know, this Lille team, they don't lose at home. They do not lose at home. And they are a brilliant team. And I am going to give Lille massive credit, because they are a great, great team. They play with great possession. Their manager is very, very good. He's tactically so astute. He's I think he's done us twice. I think he's outsmarted us twice. And, you know, it's a testament to where we are. But we found a way, like Real Madrid found a way against Manchester City. They've come through that game now, and they're probably favourites, and they're probably going to go all the way and win it. And I just think that this game probably was more of a Europa League than a Europa Conference League. It's borderline a Champions League tie, really.
We're being fourth.
And we've had to suffer in this game a little bit. We've had to believe, in all my time supporting Villa, this isn't what Villa do. Villa in my lifetime, we crumble. We feel the pressure. We go 2-0 down. We go 3-4 down. We cave in. But this is a different type of Villa. And I think even though, you know, when I look at the game and I was pretty calm, really, you know, when it was 2-0, I was feeling all right. Because even though I just felt like we were keeping possession, we were doing okay, like knocking it around the back. But it was everything else that we weren't very good at. And I just kept thinking, we've got Emery. Like, he weren't flustered, I don't think. I think he's been around the block. And, you know, to fans, we're all thinking, oh, shit, it's going to extra time. Oh, shit, it's going to penalties. But I think with Emery's experience, I think he's okay with it going to extra time. I don't think going to extra time fazed him. And I think when I was looking at the course of the game, I think he kind of felt like we get to extra time. We've still got another opportunity. So I think as fans, we were like, oh, no. But for Emery, I think he was just like, you know, and it was a battle. Like, it was a real battle. And we're in their backyard, and we weren't at home in the second leg. So, you know, in the magnitude of the whole grand scheme of the game, like, it's a difficult thing to be in. And we showed resilience, and we showed bottle, and I think again another word that I don't think I've ever seen this a Villa side really have is like bottle, and it's massive.
Yeah, I'll echo everything you said. I think the interesting thing about the game plan was it never wavered throughout the whole of the 120 minutes. You know, we never panicked, even like you say, 0-0, 1-0, 2-0. Right up to when we scored, right the way through extra time, you know, we had a way of playing, and it frustrated the hell out of me. And I'm sitting here going, we were poor. But we threw. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that was his game plan, to play poorly and to give up possession and be 2-0 down. That, I'm sure that was never in the game plan. But what he instills in this team is a mentality of don't panic, relax on the ball. If you just go into your shell when you're two down, start falling out with your teammate and trying to do it on your own and running down blind alleys and losing the ball and then having, you know, that gets you nowhere. You have to stick together when it's tough. At its toughest, you have to stick together, and they did that perfectly tonight. And it wasn't great, and it won't be a classic, and we won't watch it back going, oh, we must watch that quarterfinal back again because it was brilliant. But it doesn't matter because the thing is, they're in it together. It's a family. That's why they are doing it now. It's a family. And you stick with your family through good times and through bad times. And it was a bad one tonight. But they stuck together and they came through it. And they can live to fight another day now in the semi-final.
Yeah, and the other thing is, it's like the performance, okay, fair enough. But we threw it. Like, it really doesn't matter. Like, we've shown 4 days ago what we're capable of doing. Like, we're capable of taking Arsenal to the cleaners in the Emirates, but you can't play like that every week. Like, it's just, that's just not a sustainable thing to do, to sort of take a team to the cleaners every time you play a game. And for me, the biggest thing to come out of this is the bottle, the resilience, and the willingness to want to go to the end and win. And that is the biggest thing to me. Because, again, I'll say it all through my life, this team hasn't won. And this team now wins. And it's absolutely unbelievable. And I'm buzzing, man. I'm absolutely buzzing. Semi-final. Look, let that sink in. Semi-final of a European two-legged tie. Bring it on. We will not play a better team in this tournament now than what we've just played. And that I'm talking facts here. There's no better
team. I think so, yeah.
There's no better team left in this. Fiorentina, did they go through? Fiorentina?
I think they won, 2-0 in extra time.
Yeah, so Fiorentina, you know, they're big...
Fiorentina are through, yeah.
They got to the final. Fenerbahce currently is at 3-3. We've got Bruges.
Yeah, Fenerbahce's going into extra time, isn't it? It looks by the look of it at the moment.
And Bruges are going through. But, yeah, I'm over the moon. And what a win. Sorry.
Yeah, it's sensational, isn't it? I mean, all we could have hoped for was put ourselves in a good position in the league, which we have done. You know, home game on Sunday, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And after that, you know, they're going to be cooked. They've got to get back. They've got to recover. They've got to do a bit of work on the, you know, recovery side. But they'll be ready for it. And you know, beating Arsenal away and then getting into the semi-final of a European competition, they're going to be absolutely buzzing for that game on Sunday. And Villa Park will be rocking.
Yeah, it's going to be like a carnival. Like, welcoming them back to
Villa Park. Tell me one thing as well, Luke. I think we can learn a lot from their home support. Their home support is incredible. I'd love to see Villa Park bouncing like that week in, week out. It was, fair play to Lille. They've left everything out on the pitch. And they are a young side. They won the league 2 years ago and they've dismantled that team. And he's rebuilding it. And I wish him nothing but good luck in there. You know, we could play next season in the Champions League. You know, they could qualify for the Champions League. So, you know, they're a good side. There's a couple of players there we should be looking at in the summer as well because they've got some top players.
100%. Right, I'm going to go because I've done a watch-along. I've been on there for like 3 hours and then we've done this. So, cheers, everyone. Make sure you do subscribe to the channel. Smash a like. I want loads of likes. I want to obliterate 1,000 and comment your thoughts in the comment section down below. I'll be back tomorrow with a match preview for Bournemouth. Up the Villa, up the semi-finals. It's coming home,
Martinez.